Today on StoryCorps, a mother and son in Chicago. Chicago has been plagued by gun violence. One weekend last month, nearly a dozen people were shot and killed. Andalee Petit and his mom, Detrina, sat down to discuss the day 4 years ago when a gun changed his life. He was 14 years old and was shot in the face.
Me and my friend, we went over to party. A lot of people, they start throw up gang signs. And, you know, I got into an argument with somebody in the party. And that's when I got shot. How did you feel when you saw me for the first time after the shooting?
I got to the hospital, and the doctor came back, and he said, "We're sorry, but he's never going to move his arms and legs again." It just tore me apart.
But you moved into the hospital with me, won't let me stop. You're just a drill sergeant.
Seeing you drive a wheelchair with your mouth and having to change diapers off my 14-year-old was difficult for me.
I know it's hard for you to see your son like this, but I felt blessed to have my mama do this for me.
Was there a moment when you wanted to give up?
Yeah. At first, I didn't see no progress, but now I'm able to move my arms, my legs. It makes me feel good because, you know, I know that I worked hard.
Sometimes I'm afraid that it might happen again. You don't hang out in the streets anymore, but I'm still always afraid whenever you're outside. I worry.
I'm not really scared that it happened again because it gave me a second chance to make better decisions. You know, before I got shot, we really didn't express our feelings to each other that much. We didn't talk about everything like we do now. So it brought us closer.
It's been a tremendous ride, and I'm glad we survived it. And I just want to say I love you, kid, with all my heart.
Andalee Petit and his mother, Detrina, at StoryCorps in Chicago. Andalee graduated from high school in June and plans to start college over the winter. This and all StoryCorps interviews will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.